5 to 9 now on Breakfast. Well, one local boxer is moving smoothly through the professional ranks, having made it 2 wins out of 2 in London at the weekend. Kevin is back with us. Tell us more.
Yes, Elaine. Well, Tyrone McCullough actually lives just around the corner from our studios here on the Northland Road, and he didn't waste any time in seeing off his opponent, Bence Tsipas, in the second round of their contest at the weekend. Well, Tyrone's back home and he's sitting beside me now. Tyrone, first of all, congratulations on making it 2-0, as they say, at the weekend. You dealt with him pretty comfortably.
Thanks very much. It was a comfortable enough victory. Like you say, it was a second round stoppage, and I knew, you know, from shortly under the first round that I was going to be able to put him out of there. Mm.
Would you like to go on a wee bit longer just to get the rounds worked up at this stage of your career?
Well, ideally, you know, I had a tough six, 7 weeks of training camp, you know, and I was definitely ready for the 4 rounds, but you know, if you get offered a chance of a half day at work, you're going to take it. So it's just the same thing, really.
Only your second pro fight, Tyrone. Professional boxing's a tough gig, isn't it? Like, one defeat at this sort of early stage of your career, it would be a massive setback.
Oh, definitely. You know, and as you say, one defeat is, you know, could nearly end your career at such an early stage. But that's why, you know, at the start of your career, you're on with just not as the caliber of the opponent you're up against isn't as good, but you still need to be aware of them. You know, a few journeymen have caused massive upsets.
Mm-hmm. As an amateur now, you're obviously very talented because you won a medal at the Europeans in 2010. What would your goal be as a pro? Because, you know, everybody says they're going to be world champion, but like, what is that? What your sights are set on, or?
Oh, definitely, I would love to win a world title of some sort, but you just, at this stage, have to take it one step at a time, you know, and just see how it goes. But I feel I have the quality to win a world title, but you need that bit of luck, and you definitely need a lot of dedication.
Mm. Do you come from a boxing family, or what got you into the sport in the beginning?
Yeah, well, my two brothers boxed, but they didn't do too much in it. But ever since, you know, I've been 9 or 10, I've been going up to the club with them, and just been doing it ever since.
Mm. You've been in Radio Foyle previously with Mark Patterson, and you were talking about you almost gave the sport up after your brother tragically passed away earlier this year. Do you still carry his memory with him when you compete?
I do, 100%. As I said, Mark, he was, like, my brother was my biggest fan, and you know, you just have to deal with it, really, and you know, you have good days and bad days, but you know, he would have been my biggest fan, so I was thinking about giving it up, but you know, I just decided to keep going for him.
In memory of him, yeah.
That must be hard going, you know. It must be hard to channel something so bad then into something though more positive with your sport. Do you find that?
Oh, definitely. Like, as you say, you have days where, like, I had one day or just before my fight, I just thought, you know, what's the point? But I try to channel it into something positive in the end, or get a good outcome from it.
Make him proud.
Yeah.
Any idea when your next fight might be?
None at the minute. It'll be after Christmas, I think, but hopefully early in the new year. And I'm hoping it's going to be more local in Belfast or somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd love to fight in Derry at some point.
I would do, it'd be brilliant. There's a bit of a problem, though, with trying to get a professional show in Derry, because I know Eamon O'Kane was trying to get one, but it needs to be within so many miles of the Royal Hospital, and he had to end up getting it in Maharafelt, I think.
That's right. Well, your next fight, you're hoping the early new year, that would rule out any turkey dinner over Christmas, though.
I don't know about that now, but I might have to have a...
You get yourself a bit of stuffing and cranberry sauce. Unfortunately, we're just out of time. Tyrone, we'd love to speak to you a lot longer, but thanks for calling on to us, and maybe we'll be seeing you with a belt on here in the future.
I hope so. Thanks very much.
Tyrone, thank you very much indeed for that fascinating insight into what it's like starting out as a professional boxer. Well, that's it from all of us on Breakfast. Good morning. Thanks for listening.
93.1 FM, 792 medium wave and online. BBC Radio 4.